The desire growing in me was more than justifiable lust at encountering such a marvelous example of the feminine form, but as long as I stayed out of the Naiad's water, I was reasonably safe from her charms.
I can see that. Beast, is it? How appropriate a title for one such as you.
Neither her eyes nor her smile left my face as she spoke.
Tell me, mortal, are you what you seem?
And what might that be, lady?
A wanderer, perhaps?
I was only slightly taken aback. You've met others like me, then?
I am an immortal wanderer. Eventually all things pass by my spring.
She moved a hand in a wide sweep, taking in all of the lake as she spoke. While she remained motionless, I had gotten used to her beauty, and its effect on me diminished. But when she gestured at the lake, the muscles beneath her skin rippled nicely and things tightened. Lust shot through my veins like liquid heat. Her gaze shifted back to my face, and I saw that her lips were moving. A soft music of water falling across smooth stones hit my body like physical fingers stroking my skin, and I closed my eyes against a stronger wave of desire. Beast growled. I shook my head and focused energy to clear her enchantment from my thoughts. I was standing at the water's edge and had not realized I'd moved off the path. Grinning, I stood still, neither advancing nor retreating. Naiads, being siren creatures, would attempt to seduce. It was their nature. They weren't as sexually aggressive as some of their relatives and would cease at any real resistance as long as you stayed out of their water.
Lady, I am Raphael Semmes, and you already know my familiar's name.
Might I have your name as well? I asked as pleasantly as I could while keeping the tension I felt hidden from this magical creature. Her singing ceased as soon as I spoke. She crossed her arms under her breasts. They beckoned for my attention, and got it.
You are either brave or foolhardy to hand out your name without prior assurances, but you are also polite. If I give you my name, will you swear not to conjure by it?
Lady, I mean you no harm, and I swear to never conjure by your name.
Very well. I am Ophelia, and these are my waters.
As she spoke her name, my lust abated, at least to the normal level I experienced when faced with such feminine beauty. I am surprised to find a Naiad living here. I thought your kind preferred more natural environments.
When I moved here, there were no humans for 100 leagues. But over the centuries, I've grown attached to my spring, and the humans have made a point of tending it, so I remain in peace.
You knew I was a wanderer. Would you tell me how? I asked.
All of you have both red hair and remarkably similar eyes. The last one to stop here was many years ago, but I was expecting one of you to return soon.
My curiosity woke. Really? Why's that?
Things are happening. Troubling things that usually draw fate's attention. There have been signs and portents.
Signs and portents?
How ominous. I resisted grinning at her words. Some of the supernaturals had unusual, sometimes archaic speech. Would you care to explain further, Ophelia? She uncrossed her arms, smiled, and drifted backwards, sinking into the water as she went.
I am not fate's tool. Visit me sometime when you are not on an errand for Verdandi, and perhaps we can talk further. Good night, Raphael.
Good night, Lady Ophelia, I replied just before her head disappeared beneath the water without a ripple.
She's right,
Beast said. About what? I asked.
About you being foolhardy.
Nonsense! A Naiad can't seduce me unless I enter her water. However, I do wonder that she knows Fate's name.
You mean your fate's name, Verdandi?
Yes. Most people I've encountered think I'm talking about the three sisters of Greek mythology. Not many people have even heard of the Norse sisters. Oh well, that's a puzzle for another day. Change back. I'd like to find a place to stay. He growled once, shook his thick mane, and then transformed back into my Harley. I donned gloves and shades. I straddled Beast, and we idled down the walkway toward the street.
You know, Beast, I think this is going to be an interesting place.